I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe.
That is the rapper Eminem, one of three headliners for the annual Boston Calling Music Festival, which gets underway tomorrow. The other two are the Rockers, Jack White, and the Killers. The festival started in 2013 with twice-yearly concerts on Boston City Hall Plaza. As its popularity grew, officials moved the event to a once-a-year show at the Harvard Athletic Complex in Allston. This year's three Boston Calling headliners are all white men, and some are criticizing the festival as being out of touch because of its low representation of minority and female performers, especially at the top of the bill. Joining us to talk about this is artery commentator and music critic Amelia Mason, who joins us now. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So, in an artery editorial, you took the festival to task for its lack of diversity. Why'd you feel it was warranted this year?
Well, I reacted really strongly to the headliners this year. Eminem, Jack White, and the Killers are all making the rounds of festivals this year, and they're popular, but none of them are really in the zeitgeist in quite the way they used to be. Like, if this lineup came out in, say, 2004, it would at least make sense. I hope we'd still see it as a problem, but we might chalk it up to, like, bigger forces in the music industry. Whereas right now, I'd say it's black performers who are producing the most culturally significant work and driving popular music forward. You know, and some of our biggest stars are women. So I feel like this crop of headliners just kind of feels obtuse, you know, in the current moment.
Let me play devil's advocate, if I might. Pitchfork magazine ranked music festivals across the country according to gender composition, and Boston Calling came in 5th out of 20, which doesn't seem to be too bad. Nearly 40% of the acts are women performers or bands with women members. So what do you make of that? Does it show improvement?
Yeah, it does, actually. There's been a huge push for gender parity in music festivals in the last few years, and I think we are seeing change. The problem I see is that it's mostly on the bottom half of bills. You know, if you look at Boston Calling this year, 9 out of the 10 top-billed acts are all men.
How does the festival shake out in terms of racial diversity?
Looking at the lineup this year, I counted 13 acts out of the 45 that included black performers, which doesn't seem totally out of line with the demographics of this country. Other minorities don't seem to fare as well. For example, like with the Latinx population in the U.S. at nearly 20%, I'd expect to see that reflected in the lineup, which it isn't, and it never really has been. But, you know, that said, I think Boston Calling has improved a lot in terms of diversifying its lineup over the years. It's included a lot more hip-hop and R&B, and artists like Kendrick Lamar and Childish Gambino and Solange, who are black and are making huge imprint on popular music right now, they have played the festival in the past. But again, if you isolate the headliners, like if you take the three top billed acts of all the past Boston Callings, I counted 4 out of the 27 that have included women, and only 3 have included people of color. So, I mean, to me, they've often really felt like tokens.
Does the makeup of the audience drive the diversity or lack of diversity in the lineup, or is it the lack of diversity in the lineup that's driving the lack of diversity in the audience?
The relationship between performers and audiences is pretty complex. If you go to a Beyoncé concert, it's pretty different from a Boston Calling crowd. It's very diverse. It is not a white space, which suggests to me that, you know, there are all kinds of people willing and able to pay money to see live music, and that if you create a more diverse crop of headliners, maybe you change the demographics of the crowd. But on the other hand, Beyoncé recently headlined Coachella, and the audience there is pretty white. So there might be other ways that festivals are telegraphing, you know, who they're really for. And I definitely don't think it should be just a matter of ticking boxes. I would just like us to continue to look critically at festival lineups and ask ourselves these really hard questions, like, who are these spaces really for and who gets to decide that? And I think we should demand better, and I think we could do better.
Well, Amelia Mason, thanks for the conversation and the thoughts. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's Amelia Mason, critic for WBUR's The Artery.